It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend show, we are going to hear an update about happenings in the city of Angels Camp. We're pleased to be joined on the show by Rebecca Kellen, who is the Angels Camp City Administrator. It's great to have you back on Motherlode Views.
Thank you so much for having me.
So first off, roughly how large of a population is Angels Camp?
We're still holding at about 3,800-ish residents.
So where do the boundaries roughly go then?
We go just a little bit north of Capello Park area, and then we go just a little south of the car wash on Centennial. If you head out towards the annex, we go up Old Vallecito Road till about a quarter mile before you hit the bypass, and then we go down just past the Angel Oaks Greenhorn Creek turnout.
You've been city administrator for a few years now?
I just had my two-year anniversary on February 7th.
Very good. And if anybody's unfamiliar, you know, what divisions of government does the City of Angels Camp have?
So we're pretty we're a pretty interesting city. We have all of them for as small as we are. So we have police and fire. We have our own building and planning department. We have just general services and code compliance. But the one facet that is not common for cities, we also have our own water and sewer. And while some cities might have water services from a distribution perspective, but not actually treatment, we also have treatment. So we have wastewater treatment and water treatment.
And you have five members on the city council, and you just added a new one, a longtime school official, right?
We did. We were lucky enough to have Mr. Michael Chimente join us. He's been a long-standing resident of the City of Angels, and he brings extensive experience in, kind of the public sector from an education perspective, but he has a really good understanding of how boards operate, kind of how government operates. So he's been a real pleasure to have join us.
City of Sonora recently had its election for three open seats. That was held in March, but Angels Camp is in November, right?
Correct. We will have three on the ballot.
Any other changes in leadership recently at City Hall?
We haven't. We have managed to keep our turnover down, and so our leadership is strong, and we're working really well together.
Let's dive into some of the bigger issues. Utica Park is one, a major project going on there. I drove past the park about a week ago and noticed that most of the amenities are now gone. So can you take us back kind of the beginning about how this project kind of started, where it's at now, and what's on tap in the future?
So originally the park, the community club had raised money to replace the playground structure. And at the same time, the city was continuously trying to apply for a rural recreation and tourism grant through the California Department of Parks, and we were not successful multiple times. When I started in 2022, shortly after I started, there had been another application that was submitted, and that one was actually selected and awarded, and that was a $3 million rural recreational tourism grant. So in addition to that, the city had applied for a per capita grant for CDBG funding. And when you look at all of the different facets of money, it's almost $4 million that will go towards rehabbing and expanding Utica Park. So at that point, a plan was brought forward on next steps, hiring an arborist to determine what vegetation and debris needed to be removed, putting an RFP out for construction and design, and then moving forward. So we contracted with the San Joaquin Office of Education Corps, and they are the ones who actually did the debris removal, and they followed along with the arborist report for dead and dying and hazardous trees that needed to be removed. That all needed to happen before we did geotechnical. Boyer Construction is who was awarded the contract, and they were the only bidder for the RFP, and they were a design construction option. We chose to do the design construction option as opposed to a design RFP and then a subsequent construction RFP to keep costs down. So we're working through that. We just finished the geotechnical aspect of the project. So if you drove by and you saw big giant pieces of equipment out there, there was trenching, boring, and then also ground penetrating radar that was happening. So that report we should have by Thursday of next week is what our hope is. And then we will finalize the site design, and then we will start doing construction as soon as the weather permits.
Remind us, what are all the big plans for Utica Park?
So obviously completely redoing the playground. So there has been a subcommittee meeting to determine the playground elements. And, you know, a big part of that was making the playground accessible for all modalities as well as the entire park. And then there will be a stage. There will either be a replacement of the existing pavilion or rehabilitating and renovating the pavilion that's there. There will be adding additional restrooms. There will be site work for accessibility, because right now the site is very uneven. So we got a lot of complaints from people who are either in wheelchairs or have mobility issues getting around. We'll address the outside of the kitchen. And so everything will kind of tie together in terms of the different elements. And then there will be walking trails and interpretive signage.
So the work could start as soon as the weather starts to dry up. Do we have any like a guesstimate as to how long it will take?
So our current schedule, we hope to have the entire park ready to go by November of this year. If there's any way that we can get the playground section park ready before then, and it's safe to allow that portion of the park to be open beforehand, we definitely are shooting for that.
Just things could be happening soon.
Correct.
And then tell us again some about the trails that are going to be over there.
So the trails, if you have kind of driven by, you'll notice these giant cement structures, and then there's old mining equipment out there. So we want to have the trails incorporate those different facets of that expansion property, which used to be the old Leitner mine. All of that is staying. And then we'll have interpretive signage to give some history about what those different elements were in terms of the mining, as well as the lumber yards that were out there.
And the iconic Mark Twain statue will stay there in the park.
The Mark Twain statue will stay there. We are having it identified if we can refurbish it. It's definitely showing its age. And then if there's a way for us to replicate it, that's what we're going to try to do. The original statue actually had frogs on it. And so we would like to rehab it and put those elements back on it.
Okay. Do you know much about the history of that statue?
I've heard stories about it. So it was actually donated by a large movie studio. And so that's why it used to have the frogs and it had Mark Twain. I can't recall what the movie studio was, but it's been there forever. And we would like to rehab it as much as possible so that it will stay with us as long as possible.
Utica Park has always been popular year after year, but it sounds like you really want this to be a destination for this kind of region, for a place to come.
So that was the purpose of the Rural Recreation and Tourism Grant, is to make it not just a local park, but to make it a regional park. And the City of Angels is a huge draw for tourism. So it is kind of a opening to our downtown region. And so we're going to try to incorporate the trail systems and the walking paths to also incorporate from the park down to downtown and ultimately to the Angels Creek Trail.
Need to take a break. We're talking with Rebecca Callen. She is a city administrator for Angels Camp on this weekend's Mother Lode Views, getting up to speed on a number of projects and efforts in Angels Camp city government. I'm PJ Hansen, your host.
In a programming note next week on Mother Lode Views, we're going to hear an update on another Not My Kid event that's being planned for Tuolumne County, dealing with mental health issues and challenges. We're going to be joined on the program by a panel of guests, including Bob White, who is with the Yes Partnership locally, Rob Egger with the Superintendent of Schools Office in Tuolumne County, and Daryl Slocum with the Sonora Area Foundation. That's next week on Mother Lode Views. Our second segment with Rebecca Callen is coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
And we welcome you back to Mother Lode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're having a conversation with the Angels Camp City Administrator, Rebecca Callen, on this weekend show about projects in the city of Angels Camp. Talked a lot about Utica Park and the major project that's underway there during the first segment. And City Administrator Callen, next thing I want to ask you about is there's a roundabout proposed. We put the video up on mymotherlode.com recently in a story, and it's looks like a pretty significant project that could be on the horizon.
It is a pretty significant project. So this is a Caltrans SHOP project, and it includes actually two roundabouts. So one would be at the 4 and 49 intersection, and then the other one would be a smaller one at Francis Street. So this is a culmination of nearly 20 years of traffic studies, corridor studies, gateway studies that have occurred. And it all kind of transpired to the latest study, which was the North Main Street plan. And that information, that plan can be found on our website under our projects and then mobility project. But in 2019, the North Main Street plan was done, and that was really looking at all the different elements from all of those previous studies, whether it was the gateway and corridor study or the general traffic circulation studies that had been done over the umpteen years that the city and Council of Governments and Caltrans had been looking at this. It really was all precipitated on the fact that the bypass created a significant amount of traffic in that area. And at the same time, you were seeing a significant number of trips coming into the city of Angels. And I think what's important to remember is that while the city itself only has residents, full-time residents of about 3,800-ish, we get an annual visitation for the entire Highway 4 corridor. Angels Camp represents the majority of the bed space for short-term rentals, hotels, condos, motels, right? And so when we looked at the information, for instance, the Frog Jump Plaza that has McDonald's and Starbucks and CVS, on an annual basis, 745,000 visits. Annually, the City of Angels gets unique visitation, unique if I counted an individual one time in a 12-month period, between 110 and 115,000, and they visit between one and four times per year. So we're talking about a significant amount of traffic circulation that is all going through that Highway 449 corridor area, and they all go through Angels Camp. Whether they stay in Angels Camp or they're just trekking through Angels Camp, there's a lot of circulation issues. So Caltrans looked at that. The city looked at that for years and years, and ultimately a lot of outreach was done in 2019. And then ultimately 2020, and Caltrans selected that project. So there was a public meeting in February of 2023 to get input from the public. And then there was just a recent meeting on March 7th, a public meeting again at the Brehart Multipurpose Room to get additional public input for the site selections and the various amenities that will be included as part of this mobility project. But the idea behind all of it is to help the circulation, to help with congestion and to reduce high-speed car accidents. So while there is no claim that the number of accidents will go down, the severity of the accidents will be much less severe.
So to go with a roundabout potentially as opposed to like a stoplight, is that something that the Angels camp decides or is that a Caltrans decision?
Caltrans decided that based on what the end result needed to be. So the idea is to reduce the amount of right-of-way footprint, right? And a circle takes up less room than a square. And also they wanted to ensure that they could get the tractor trailers, the large trucks, to move if they needed to turn around, make a U-turn. And in order to facilitate that in a signalized light, it would have taken significantly more right-of-way. And the city's concern and also Caltrans' concern is that would have made the right-of-way costs be much more expensive than the roundabout right-of-way costs because you would be impacting people's businesses, which is certainly something that we don't want to see at the city.
You know, what else is taking place right now when it comes to strategic planning in the City of Angels camp?
So for strategic planning, we did adopt our strategic plan in 2023. And in terms of kind of the theme in that strategic plan, it is economic development. And then within there is also our infrastructure, whether it's roads or water and wastewater, but everything from the perspective of to make sure that we are maintaining and facilitating growth. So with that said, we have taken our COVID relief, our ARPA money, and infused that into various economic development programs, such as Shop Local programs. We are replacing benches downtown. We are replacing various signage downtown. And we're going to start pushing out grants for businesses in our community to help them with whether it's expansion or rehabilitation.
So you do all your economic development in-house and not hire an outside group?
Correct.
Okay. And anything else that's been happening recently in the City of Angels Camp that's worth noting?
The Complete Streets program is also another Caltrans program, and that is a bike and pedestrian program. So that will run sidewalks and bicycle lanes from Utica Park, right in front of Utica Park, all the way through to the mobility project. So all of the right-of-way has been done. Every single property owner has already entered into agreements with Caltrans, and it will also incorporate landscaping of the existing sidewalks that were put into place in 2021-22. So we'll have landscaping that goes all the way through in addition to those bicycle lanes and the sidewalks.
So to make it more walkable and bikeable as well?
Yes.
That's kind of a good push?
It's a good push. And the video that you shared on your website, that video shows the Complete Streets as it runs into the mobility project.
Interesting. And then Eureka Oaks, what can you tell us about that project?
So Eureka Oaks is the Habitat for Humanity development. It's the largest development that the City of Angels has seen in many, many years. It will ultimately be a 107-unit development of townhomes as well as condominiums. And they were successful in getting their infrastructure grants. So they will start doing the dirt down construction as soon as weather permits. In construction, they say you don't move mud. So they're going to wait till the rainy season's over. And then they will start working on all of their dirt down construction.
How about the MACT Museum? Has construction started on that?
MACT Museum construction is fully underway. So they are, if you drive by, they actually are walls up. So we're really excited to see that project moving along so quickly.
That Habitat project in Tuolumne County and the other side of the river, you hear a lot about the push right now to get more workforce housing. Is workforce housing a challenge in Angels Camp as well?
Workforce housing is a huge issue. There's been many times where we get to the point of making a hire decision and we're getting through that phase with that potential employee, and then ultimately they will pull out because they just can't find housing.
We need to take one more break. We are talking with Rebecca Callen, who is the city administrator for Angels Camp. She's joining us to talk about a number of issues facing the city. During the next segment, we're going to get into some water issues, some changes when it comes to water rates could be on the horizon, and she's going to explain that. Mother Lode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment of Mother Lode Views is coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
We welcome you back to Mother Lode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, talking with Angels Camp City Administrator Rebecca Callen on this weekend show. As we ended, we were talking about one of the challenges for Angels Camp and many other communities in this region, finding workforce housing. Are there challenges that you have, you know, lobbied state lawmakers about recently in regards to you'd like to see some changes?
We have. So one of them is insurability. Anyone, including myself, who opened up their latest bill for homeowners insurance was probably shocked, because if it didn't double, it nearly did. And, you know, when we're looking at the Eureka Oaks project in trying to determine how to make it as affordable as possible for workforce, we don't control the insurance aspect of your household costs. And so we have reached out to Senator Alvarado Gill and urged her help in that. And I know that she's very passionate about that topic. So we are also working to try to figure out what can we do on our side. So we are looking at projects that we are working on locally to try to ensure that we don't have any obstacles that insurance companies might look at. So we are partnering with Fire Safe Council on, fire projects in order to clear grasslands or wooded areas, anything that would cause some sort of a roadblock for insurability. We're trying to step up to the plate on that one, so that there's no excuses why someone can't get insurance. And then also with the with legislation's push, hopefully we can shore that up.
Mentioned earlier too, it's kind of a unique situation that Angels Camp oversees the water and water customers, and I understand there's going to be a rate study coming up this year.
Correct. So our last rate study went into effect in 2019. So we're at the end of our 5-year rate schedule. So we will be working on that updated rate study here. We're doing it right now. So there will be a significant amount of outreach. What has kind of been happening in our county and counties around us is some pretty significant increases in water and sewer rates is what we've seen. We are going to try as best as we can to keep any increases to not happen or to be extremely nominal. So we have been really taking huge strides to make our systems more efficient and more effective, and where we can bring costs down, we're doing that.
Where does the city's water supply come from?
So the city's water supply actually comes through the Utica Water Power Authority. We are part of a JPA, and that is in partnership with the Union Public Utility District. So again, those are conversations that we're having right now to determine if there's anything that we can do to get the Utica Water Power Authority costs down as well.
So what will the process be to potentially change the rates at some point?
We will have to have we'll have a study put together that will come before City Council to make sure that they're in favor of the strategies that we're looking at. And then in addition, there will be a Prop 218 hearing. So we will be pushing information out. We will have town halls and the ability for the public to have input. So we want to make sure that, you know, any ratepayer that's out there understands what the rates are, where they're coming from, and they have something to say about them.
Then the final vote will be at a public meeting of the City Council?
The final vote will be at a City Council meeting, yes.
And are there efforts to kind of bring in related grants as well?
We do everything that we can to try to insulate our ratepayers from our overall costs associated with providing water and sewer services. So we do go after grants. In fact, we had a pretty significant grant for our water treatment plant, and that grant was pulled, the funding for that was pulled back from the by the state. So that's another area where we reached out to Senator Alvarado Gill's office to see if she would be able to help us with that. You have to remember that the City of Angels, we are considered a disadvantaged community, and so our median household income is significantly less than the median household income of other California regions. And so whatever we can do to help keep things affordable where we live, we try as best we can to be creative with those opportunities.
Is it true at some point there could be a resilience center in Angels Camp? Is that something you're looking at?
Yes. So we have been looking at trying to figure out what do we do with the property where the old city hall was. And so we saw an opportunity for a community resiliency center, and we submitted a grant application for that. That would be a plan to address that whole resiliency center, as well as purchase the property next to old city hall. We should be finding out something either later this month or in April. And what we identified is there really is nowhere other than San Andreas or out to the fairgrounds to go if there was an emergency. And the reality is there is nowhere in this area where we have community centers. And that is one lacking component of our jurisdiction. So we got support from the county. We've gotten support from other public agencies. And so we're extremely hopeful that the state granting agency and federal granting agencies can see that this is an opportunity for our entire community. So hopefully we have good news in the next month or two.
You said that was at the old City Hall facility. Did you move out quite a while ago?
They moved in 2020, I believe, to the old Community Development Agency area, which is near the police department.
For anybody who's interested in going to Angels Camp City Council meetings, where and when are those held?
Those are held the first and third Tuesday of every month at the Angels Camp Firehouse, and they start at 6 o'clock. We are talking about potentially having it start a little bit earlier because we are so busy that our meetings are running until nearly 9 o'clock. We'll have that conversation probably here at the next meeting. And the next meeting is actually next Tuesday at 6 o'clock. So we do video those. They are available to attend virtually. And we have public access TV video those, and those are always available on our website afterwards as well.
We have just a couple minutes left on Motherlode Views. Anything else I didn't ask you about or be worth noting for city residents?
I think that, you know, the Angels Camp has been sleepy for a little while, and so we have a lot of really exciting things that are happening over the next 3 and 4 years, and we are we're pushing out as much information as we possibly can. We have new newsletters associated with just our general activities that you can join. We have newsletters for Utica Park. We will start having newsletters for other projects that are going to be happening. And then we also started an economic development newsletter that's going out. I try to have it go out bi-monthly for all of the businesses in our area in terms of what's happening, demographic information, trends that we're seeing. So, you know, definitely get on our website and you can find out everything you need to know. And we'd love to have more support in there.
Yeah, at times I've been in Angels Camp recently. It does seem like it's always a pretty vibrant downtown, especially, you know, weekends. It's a lot of people active and moving around.
We are, and because of that, we are looking at parking. That is one of the big complaints that we get, that there's just not enough parking down there. So we're going to put a big emphasis on parking in the downtown area for this year and next.
It's a good sign that more people want to get downtown and
absolutely
find parking spots.
Yep.
So. Well, we thank you so much for coming on and getting us up to speed on everything with Angels Camp.
Thank you so much for having me.
Again, we thank Rebecca Callan, the city administrator from Angels Camp, for being our guest on this weekend's Motherlode Views, as she told us about a lot of big projects going on in Angels Camp when it comes to things like strategic planning, transportation, and Utica Park, with a big revamp taking place there. Programming note, next week on Motherlode Views, we're going to be talking about an upcoming Not My Kid event. Another type event is going to be taking place in Tuolumne County. We'll be joined on the program program by Bob White with the Yes Partnership, Daryl Slocum with the Sonora Area Foundation, and also Rob Egger with the Tuolumne County Superintendent of Schools Office. A reminder that if you missed this or any past Motherlode View shows, you can find them archived in the media section of mymotherlode.com. We'll see you back next week for more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.